I just came by to stir your soul up a bit.
This is the Perfectly Imperfect Podcast with Regina and Christine, where we share our stories as women openly and honestly.
We believe it's through our journeys, our happy and sad times that connect us as sisters, because we're all perfectly imperfect.
Hi, I'm Regina.
And I'm Christine.
And welcome back to the Perfectly Imperfect Podcast.
Yes!
Where we have honest conversations about things that really matter to us.
And we get candid.
Yeah.
So what are we getting candid about this week?
I think that, you know, in our first episode, we kind of talked about what perfectly imperfect means to us.
Yeah.
And kind of our relationship and how it kind of relates to that. And so I think that the topic for our second podcast should be female friendships.
Yes, naturally, right? This is a conversation that we've had many, many times, mm-hmm. and really want to get down to like the nitty gritty of, I guess, the importance of having girlfriends and understanding the background and psychology as to why females tend to be catty with each other and, you know, growing up, why we've experienced catty and mean behavior that we still exhibit as adults.
Mm-hmm.
So,
getting into it, yeah, I think that the media really does pit women to be against each other, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, friendly, like what they quote as friendly competition, or, you know, fighting up or jealousy, fighting over guys, fighting over, you know, who is wearing the same pair of earrings. You know, it can even be something as petty as that. But there needs to be something that girls are fighting over in order for it to make it into a TV show or into a movie.
Right, right. I mean, like, Mean Girls, right? Mm-hmm. The movie Mean Girls.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
I mean, there's a reason why it's so successful, because I think a lot of girls growing up, or even women now, grown women, still experience these unpleasant like stories and experiences with other females. And that's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, did you personally experience any type of like cattiness, or did you have good experiences with females or girls growing up?
I think that it's kind of a mixture of both. And if anything, like if there were bad relationships, I've learned to suppress those.
Yeah.
Just because I choose to focus on the positive. But I definitely can think of a couple of friendships that I had in the past where it was kind of like tit for tat, or, you know, I would do this in exchange for something else, or, you know, we'd be in a work environment and we're always like trying to one-up each other instead of helping each other learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of looking back at those experiences now, I'm kind of like, why did we do that? That was so silly. When if we just worked cohesively together, it didn't need to be a competition. It wasn't like, you know, at the end of the day, one of us wins like a gold medal.
Right.
It was just like, if you can help each other grow, then we would both learn from the experience.
Mm-hmm,
But I can definitely think of a couple instances in, you know, like middle school where there's cattiness in even things like, you know, you spent so much time with, you know, Karen instead of me. Why didn't you hang out with me? Or, you know, why is Karen number one on your MySpace friend list? And like, why am I second? You know, like it can get as petty as little things like that,
right,
that can really stir into something much greater.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I grew up just distrusting girls,
and then it's awful.
I know. I mean, it goes back as far as elementary school. I know, like, we still talk about it within our girlfriend group, because mm-hmm. I still have the same girlfriend group, believe it or not. But back then, I just, for no reason, we just be so mean to each other. And looking back now, I'm just like, I don't understand how I learned that behavior, but it's just something that came naturally. And it all came from just having this one girlfriend who is currently one of my best friends. Her name is Rainbow. That is her name, yes. And she was the cool girl at the time. Everyone wanted to be her friend. And for some reason, everyone wanted to be her best friend.
Yeah.
So it came to like, it just things like you would kick other girls out. You would spread rumors, like rumors that didn't even mean anything in elementary school. But you would just be like, oh yeah, she like is not smart in English, so therefore you don't want to be her friend, you know? Like,
isn't her skirt so ugly?
Yeah, like, ew, why is she dressed like that? Or who eats that?
Yeah.
And then suddenly everyone in the group just like, no one's talking to her. No one can talk to her.
Yeah.
And if it's anyone's like seen talking to her, then you're shunned, you know? Mm-hmm. And then so that really built this atmosphere of just being scared of not being in the cool group or being accepted or You could do things that are completely normal to who you are as a person. And then for whatever reason, a group of girls just don't like you.
Yeah. And any move that you would make or anything you would wear or whatever you would eat automatically is the most disgusting thing. Or
yeah.
The most awful thing.
It really
And there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just because one person decided like, oh, that's a terrible thing. We're not going to do that anymore.
Right.
Then everyone suddenly like terrified of doing that one
the
thing.
Queen bee
yeah the exactly queen bee. The yeah. queen bee who makes the decisions
yeah and yeah. then you know you grow from that to middle school to high school where it gets even worse right because mm-hmm. there's more things like at risk and suddenly you throw boys into the mix
oh god
which makes everything so much more significant right mm-hmm. and wanting to be the center of attention and wanting the boys' attention and all of that we were talking about this where I can't even imagine growing up in this day and age mm-hmm. with social media, having yeah. Instagram, having Facebook,
yeah.
and having mean things tweeted at you, or you're not being tagged into photos. You get to see what everyone else is doing and you weren't invited.
Mm-hmm. Or being cropped out of photos. Oh my God. Like, I can't imagine that. I mean, for me, I had MySpace in middle school, which I said earlier, you know, you can rank your friends and like people took that so seriously yeah, where yeah. you would name, you know, number them 1 through 8. And when it gets to 8, you're kind of like, oh, well, I'll just throw that person in there. But 1, 2, and 3 matter so much.
Top friends.
Yeah. Top friends. And then going into, I think Facebook started becoming kind of a thing when I was in high school. So thankfully, like I didn't really have to experience it too when everybody had a Facebook. I remember my friend had to create a Facebook for me because she was like, you need to be cooler. You need a Facebook.
She's like, I need more friends.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And so I really can't imagine what it is like to receive, you know, messages from anonymous people or just from people that you've never spoken to who have this very strong opinion of you
yeah.
when they don't know you at all. And I can see how damaging that would be for someone who's growing up and trying to be comfortable in like their own skin, whether it be male or female. You know, if you're a male and, you know, someone calls you scrawny, you're just going to think you're scrawny for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And like with girls, you know, if they say that you're, oh yeah, like you're not even that pretty, like you just hold on to that and it just buries deep. It buries really, really deeply into kind of like your emotional capabilities.
Yeah. And I think that's the one thing that females definitely know how to do, which is take each other down. Like we know exactly how to do that, where it hurts the most. And
we're manipulative.
We really are. We want to be. We can be really, really cruel. Mm-hmm. And so this brings us into like female bullying.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to bring this up because I feel like these are like understanding what it is, why it happens, and how that, I guess, reflects upon each of us individually makes it more relatable. And this, you know, we talk about it as if it's like, oh, these are just middle school girls doing yeah. this, or online bullying is something that I don't partake in and stuff like that, which if you don't, I'm good for you.
Applaud.
For you, yeah. But then there's like built-in empathy for people that do go through it, and especially nowadays is speaking up for yeah. people who are on the receiving end of the bullying. And so with female bullying, it's you know, just going into what it is, which is more of a psychological aggression that we use with, like, you know, shaming and teasing other people, shunning them, using intimidation. And
and as you said, it isn't just like a middle school, high school thing. Like I see this happening in the workplace where, you know, a new girl joins the team and everyone, all the other girls kind of scout her out. Like, oh, how does she dress? How does she look? How's her hair?
Yeah.
You know, like scouting their personality. I remember we had a new girl start at our company back in April. And I remember everybody was always, you know, kind of like, oh, who's that new girl, you know, whispering about her, you know, oh, where'd she come from? And like getting like the whole full background story before really like forming an opinion about her. When in reality, you can probably just befriend her and ask her yourself. Like you don't need to be whispering all around.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think we just automatically, it's just preconditioned.
Mm-hmm.
When a new female comes in, into the group, into the social circle, whatever mm-hmm. it is, right, at your work mm-hmm. or just in a new setting, you feel, I guess, like territorial or...
You don't want it to yeah. mess with the hierarchy.
Yeah.
Like if you've
yeah.
already established kind of like a, oh, you know, a lot of people come and talk to me, or, you know, I know the most people in the office. Having another female come in can kind of disturb that. Or even like when I first started my job, me and my friend, well, she's my friend now, but at the time, you know, we were just two girls who started on the same day. We were at the same position or similar positions, and we were both from California. And being from New York, like finding another person from California, you kind of form a bond. But at first we're kind of like wary of each other, right? Like, oh, who's this other new girl who's also from California? And like, I just remember feeling a little bit of a sense of competition, her having gone to, you know, a better school, but me being like, oh, well, but I have experience in media. And I don't know. I probably created this cattiness in my head, because right now, like as of right now, she's one of the closest people that, you know, I confide everything in, right, at work. And so it is something that I think that women kind of inherently just build up in their heads.
Right.
And it takes a lot for them to, you know, take a step back and really see that, because if they just kind of stay in it, it can just build and build and build, and it becomes something that's completely disastrous.
Right. And I think it's just, I think it's the stories that we tell ourselves about mm-hmm. what this person means to us. And a lot of it is insecurity. So yes. You see, quote unquote, a better girl, female, woman come in into your world, and suddenly it's like everything that you're not good at is shown through her, everything that she is good at. So it's like, oh wow, she's just smarter, she's better, she like more sociable, people like her more. And really that just translates to your head that you're not as sociable, people don't like you as much, and then pretty soon they don't want to be your friend because they want to be her friend, and there can only be one queen bee and it ain't you know.
Yeah. And sometimes it even starts as to something as petty as like, oh my gosh, she wears heels all the time, I need to start wearing heels at work.
You've said that all over, just like, oh my god, what is she wearing? And then just like where it starts for you.
Yeah, I think that it's kind of like appearances, you know, like how put together someone looks at work is a big factor of how other people will, how seriously other people will take them.
Right.
So I have days where I'll like to dress up, and other days where I don't feel like dressing up. And the days that I don't feel like dressing up, that's when I'm like scouting out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I also think that like a lot of women tend to, they need to tear someone down in order to build themselves up. Mm-hmm. That's a story that they tell themselves.
And like, that's the most unfortunate.
It really is. Because it's like, just because it's like, if someone else is shining, it takes away from your shine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we tell ourselves. When in reality, one has nothing to do with the other. Like, her shine is hers and yours is yours. And in actuality, if you guys support each other, it's a bigger shine for everyone.
Yeah, because then you're constantly shining together.
Oh my God. Just like one big celestial
star. Diamond.
I don't know where I was going with that. So it's these things that I think we build up in our head, and we don't see the other female as a real human. Like, a real human or a potential friend.
Yeah.
And we start to see her as an enemy or someone that we have to, like I said, take down. And I mean, if we even want to go into like, you know, where this stems from, it's just, if we want to go into our cavewoman days, it just comes for the fact that we had to fight for the same males that would provide us, you know, protection, feed us, shelter, and, you know, that our kids will have a better rate of survival. It's just very just instinctual.
Or like, you know, the most dominant male will produce the most, you know, dominant children.
Yeah.
And then therefore, you know, your children would take over for the tribe or whatever however you want to put it.
Exactly. And, you know, nowadays it's just translated to just like, it's just straight on competition.
Mm-hmm.
When it may not even really be about the guy, even if there is a guy in the mix, it's not really about the guy. It's just that innate competition thing that we have, which, like we said, is super unfortunate, because really the very thing that females need to like counter, to grow, mm-hmm. and, you know, all the insecurities that we have, all the angst and feeling being self-critical of ourselves, the remedy to that is actually relating to other females.
Yes. And that's one of the things that I have found most therapeutic and kind of most uplifting, is when I just grab brunch with one of my like really close girlfriends, or just any girlfriend really, and talk about things that have bothered me at work or things that have bothered me growing up. I remember talking about like the fact that I have a really hard time showing my emotions. And I recently got brunch with one of my really good girlfriends. She was like, wait, I have that too, where like I don't know how to express my emotions. And we just bonded over this. And, you know, we like kind of delved into like, oh, what stemmed from like our childhood that made us this way. Yeah. But the fact that we were able to connect on that, and that I knew that I wasn't alone, because I have a lot of friends who are very open about their emotions. And they can cry, you know, pretty much like on the spot if they're like to think of something sad. And I sometimes feel like a robot for not being able to do that. And so being able to relate to another woman who's kind of going through a lot of the similar things as me and having the same emotions, where it's like, oh, I don't know how to publicly tell people or show people how I feel, like that made me feel more normal.
Really? And there's really nothing else like it when you can, on the same level of just laughing about nothing that makes no sense to anybody else and other than you and her, and also going into really, really deep rooted issues and not feeling judged. Yeah. Because she understands. And there's certain things that we go through as women where it's like, whether it's emotional pain or going through just even body changes. And and the reason why Regina and I actually get along so well is because we both at the same workplace experience kind of being silenced because our opinions were different from all the guys that we worked with. Mm-hmm. And if she wasn't there, I would be the only one feeling this way by myself, internalizing everything, thinking that there's something wrong with me when I'm sitting in a group of all males. When really, when I really start talking about it with Regina, that's when we really started to bond, because it was like, oh my God, you too?
And then we had that moment where we both kind of understood each other, and we kind of understood like, oh my gosh, I'm not crazy. Like,
right.
You know, Christine feels this way too.
And it's the common human thread of just wanting to be heard and wanting to know that our story is validated and it means something. Mm-hmm. So in essence, that's really what a female friendship really brings and how enriches your life more than any other type of bond, you know? And I think like guys absolutely have it within their own friendships, and then female and males have, you know, like a very special bond between them two. But then for females, I think it's just, there's certain things that you cannot fully express to guys and have them, they can empathize, but they can't fully
understand.
They
don't really understand.
Because they haven't gone through it.
Yeah.
And there's also something to be said about females who have gone through something, and, you know, like Regina's younger than I am, and there's certain things that when I tell her, she's has no idea, right? But then it's like...
and it's like a warning. It's like,
yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah, it's a heads up. It's a heads up, you know? And then it's that older sister bond. And then she keeps me up to date on all the young things. Like, I didn't know what Yas was. And I was just like, what the hell are you saying? And then now I say it all the time, you know, because I'm cool.
And it's also giving each other encouragement.
Yeah.
You know, not only having that understanding of one another, but encouraging them. And, you know, I will tell Christine about things that I'm struggling with, whether it be at work or with friends or boys or whatever, and have kind of shine the light of, you know, knowledge or wisdom of or experience of having gone through it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's older. It can be someone who's younger, but, you know, who has gone through the same thing.
Right. And especially nowadays, I think it's very important to speak up and not feel like you have to go through it alone. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually how things change in the world, by numerous voices speaking up together. And that starts by one person voicing up a concern or something that they notice that bothers them. And pretty soon you're going to realize that you're speaking up for a lot of people who feel that way and are either really depressed or want to commit suicide or just living very unhappy, unhealthy lives.
Yeah.
And that's really the reason why I think it's important for us to, like, you know, have stuff like this podcast or however you guys want to express yourself. And I think the first step is to reach out to someone, and even someone that you think is bullying you or like who is bullying you or not nice to you, one of the first steps is just to try and empathize with what they might be going through.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes you'll find kind of the most unlikely friendships in people that you either feel like you don't get along with, or you feel like, you know, there's kind of that like underlying tension.
Yeah.
I think that especially I talk about work a lot just because it is kind of like my new version of school, where, you know, there's like a group of people where that we see each other every single day and we're kind of all working towards the same goal. But at work, there are definitely some girls that, you know, I know that I don't necessarily get along with as well, but sometimes I'll reach out and, you know, or if we're like passing in grabbing coffee or something, I'll ask them how their day is. And it's, you know, more often than not, we're actually going through the same thing.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't matter that, you know, we have the tendency to either not get along or whatever. At the end of the day, we're all human and we're all going through the same thing.
Exactly. And I think a great way to, whatever situation you're in, I think a good way as just women and girls is to really be truthful with yourself. As much as we like to have honest conversation with each other, you have to start that within yourself. Are you being mean? Are you not a nice girl to someone? And if so, why? Really, really try to answer that question honestly for yourself. Are you jealous? If you're jealous, it's okay. We're all jealous on some level about someone. And from there, you can realize when you say it out loud why you're jealous about her or him, you're going to see how silly that reason actually
once you say
is.
It out loud.
Yeah. Because it's stories that you're making up in your head and it's not the reality of what's happening. And you may perpetuate the storyline with that person not knowing anything about the story that you're making.
You're just building it up to be more dramatic in your head than it actually is.
Yeah. And I would highly encourage people who, and I understand this too, because I used to be this way. It's like you feed off the drama. It's like that kind of gives you, it makes your life more interesting in a way, you think, and all that. But really, it's very detrimental to yourself and you might really be hurting somebody. Mm-hmm. So the first step is just to empathize. Like if you are hurting someone or someone's hurting you, just put yourself in their shoes and see how that really feels and get to the reason or the root as to why you're doing that. And, you know, pretty soon you're going to realize that probably one of your like rainbow who actually, like, you know, growing up she was my best friend, but like we became frenemies and then I hated her so much, and then we go through all this and now she's legitimately one of my best friends. So you never know who will end up being such a huge factor in your life. So I think
one of the beauties of having female friendships is kind of that encouragement factor.
Yes.
Always being able to let the other person shine when need be, you know, and always like encouraging them to shine. I think that, you know, I have a lot of close female friendships that I've had since I was really, really young and that are still some of my best friends today. And I think that one of my favorite things to do is kind of encourage them to pursue things that they're interested in and pursue things that they love, and always kind of reminding them like, no, like you are great. You are so capable. You are so strong. And having them kind of do the same for me and the dreams that I want to pursue, but also being honest. You know, if I'm dreaming too big or, you know, trying to reach too far out, they're kind of like, okay, but like baby steps, you know, and they'll help me kind of walk through that thinking and that process. And to have someone who understands you on such like a deep level, it's so helpful. Especially I think that for me in my 20s, it's such a tumultuous time. It's so volatile, where like the highs can be really high and the lows are really low.
Yeah.
And so having someone who can like walk me through it, or just be like, I just went through that last week. Like, this is how I dealt with it. And everybody deals with things in different ways, but it's always nice to gain perspective from people. And, you know, gaining perspective from especially someone who can understand you, maybe they can give you like advice instead of, you know, going out and like partying. Maybe they'll be like, maybe you should stay in and like have a cup of tea, watch TV, have a glass of wine, something like that.
Right.
And kind of adjusting it to your own personality.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the best ways is just be nice. Extend a hand. Mm-hmm. Speak up for someone who you see
ask to grab coffee or lunch. That's honestly the best way to get to know someone, because, you know, when you're waiting in line or when you guys are sitting down, it's interesting to see kind of where the topic lands, because you never really know.
Yeah. And it does require to put yourself out there. But what I realize is what you put out into the universe, you get back 100 times fold. So if you're mean spirited, you're going to get that back, you know. So, you know, put good energy out there and you definitely will get it back. And I would say now I have definitely way more female friends than I do guys, which is the flip from when I was growing up. Yeah. And I have never been so fulfilled and so proud of everyone and just feeling empowered by all the amazing things that my female friends have accomplished and are accomplishing, because ultimately you know that it all comes back around.
Yeah. And that's, when they succeed, you succeed.
We all succeed.
We all succeed.
Oh my God, we all succeed. So I think that's a great high note to end this episode.
That wraps it up for our second episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Information will be in the link below. And if you ever have any topics or questions that you would like to ask us or have us talk about, feel free to email us at theperfectlyimperfectpodcast@gmail.com.
Nicely said.
Thanks.
Oh my God.
Been working on it all night.
Yeah, you have. All right. Well, then we will talk to you guys next time.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.